Oh, thank you. Birthdays aren't what they used to be.
You count them backwards now?
I try not to count them.
Gary, are you happier today than you were on Saturday with your offense?
Yeah, we had a good edge today. I thought offensively practice really good, especially the first about hour and 20 minutes. You know, made a lot of big plays. And well, we just, you know, we had a good competitive edge to us. It's something we got to find all the time. But it was a good practice. We're tired of practicing against each other. So we got one more day and then San Francisco coming in here.
Coach, any update on Vance?
No, just, you know, fingers crossed, you know, when that happens. Didn't really see it. It was one of the early plays in practice. I think he and Max were tied up, and he went down. So, we just got to see. We sit here and hope for the best, see what happens.
Gary, when you get a game in the books, does the complexion or the view of what you're looking for to the next week change at all?
I don't know. I've got so many questions to get answered on this team, you know, so I get a lot of them answered. This week's a big week for this team, I told them, because, I mean, we had a very competitive practice today. We're going to have two against the Niners. We're going to play them on Saturday. So, I mean, you're getting to the point where you got to start to answer those things. So, we'll keep pushing. I'm really not going to treat this week any different other than the fact that our starters will play longer, you know. But as far as how we treat it, we treat all games the same. You know, we just got to make a decision on reps and how we're going to go about it.
Coach, what have you seen from Lorenzo Doss in his second year on that defense?
Well, he's much more mature. The thing I noticed about Doss, he's a more physical player than he has been. He's always been a pretty good cover guy, space player, but he's starting to tackle. He's starting to, you know, shoot his gun, so to speak, in those ways as a football player with confidence. And so that's what I see. You know, we'll see. And he's obviously gotten a ton of reps, a lot of starter-type reps when we rest some of those guys, and Nix is out. So he's becoming a good player, a real good player.
Coach, you saw Harris and Sanders get into a little bit
of
competition.
Oh, they're just tired of going at each other, you know. But we've got to keep our composure. I mean, hell, guys are going to get, upset and battle each other. But there's some things they won't let you do on the field, so we can't do those at practice neither. So.
Were they thrown out of practice?
They're just competing. No, they're just competing. No, nobody was thrown out of anything. Okay.
Gary, on that subject, do you and Chip Kelly talk a little bit beforehand on Wednesday and Thursday about how aggressive you want them to get?
We've talked a couple times. We'll probably talk Thursday morning again. But, I mean, obviously we want to have good competition. We're going to be in pads against each other twice. We want to stay healthy and compete. So, we have talked and we will again. Yeah.
Coach, having the Wounded Warriors out here today, what was that like for the team?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, I mean, that's when you go and you put in 2.5 hours and you're competing and going at each other, at the end of the day, it's nice to be able to go do something like that and, you know, shake a few hands. You appreciate everything they do, and you want them to know that. So I see a lot of guys over there right now with them. So that's a good day. Appreciate them coming out.
What have you seen out of Ronnie the last couple of weeks? Where is he in the mix
right now? Ronnie's in a battle. You know, he's in a hell of a battle with Capri and Book right now, you know. And so it's no way around that, and just being honest with you. And special teams going to be really important. Ronnie's going to play a lot this week, and he's going to play some special teams, so it's a very competitive situation.
What did you see on film from Gatsas, Dallas, that HR moves up a little?
Well, first off, he's getting in better physical condition. You know, I think it took a while with his knee, coming off his knee, so you see him improving his physical, you know, conditioning, practice, and those type of things. And he's taking what Bill teaches. And he's still got a long way to go. He's a young player, but obviously we're counting on him big time.
What's the next step for Vance? Is he getting testing later today?
I'm sure. I haven't talked to Greg, but I'm sure MRI is the next step.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you have a good day.
Thanks, coach.